Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's cold. Yeah. I wish it would be warmer.
Well, yeah, but it's, look, is it Leah or Leah? I always mess that up.
It's Leah.
Leah.
It's Leah.
Call me back in July and let me know if you still feel that way, because I'll bet you'll be pining for a day like today. I'm just saying.
That is true. If I could have, like, you know, 60s all year round, I would be happy there.
While we're being honest, just between us girls, if after Christmas, quite frankly, if it's not cold by Christmas, let's just go to 70. I'm good with that. Sunny and 70 would be fine.
Yeah.
Move on.
Let's get over it.
Christmas, I want it cold for Christmas, but if not, let's go ahead and just make it nice. Let's talk about making it nice for small businesses in Louisiana. What are you hearing from the membership of the National Federation of Independent Businesses about the outlook for 2025?
Yeah, so it looks promising. You know, that's kind of what we're gathering right now, is that there's inflation issues and labor issues are being addressed, you know, whether it's kind of national level or in individual states. That's being addressed, and the confidence in the economy continues to surge. You know, I think before Christmas I was on and I was saying, you know, sales have went up for small business owners. You know, the holiday season is kind of the kickoff of that. And, you know, they felt very optimistic. And I know I'm on here quite a bit talking about optimism level every month and that kind of thing, but that'll come out next week about being able to say kind of like the last trends of December. But for right now, everything, you know, on this level is looking optimistic for 2025, which, you know, I think you and I talked about the new administration. And so I think small business owners are hopeful that the new administration are going to make business friendly policies. And I think that's something we're all looking forward to.
When, what did Christmas or December, do you know yet? How did it turn out?
Yeah, we don't have those numbers quite yet. They'll be out in the next few weeks about that. But I knew sales were higher this year than they were in the previous years. And so that's a good thing for small business because, you know, they kind of rely on holiday season. So I think that's kind of helped the optimism for this next year, too. You know, they had a good sales season and then they rolled into the new year with new optimism and, you know, being happy about what 2025 looks like, except for the insurance crisis.
Yeah, I asked people to text in. You heard me say that, and that's a big concern. That's not going to change, and we're going to have the insurance commissioner on later on, Tim Temple, at about 8:15. Do you see anything that's going to change? What are you hearing from your members, and how big of a challenge is that to them, and do they expect anything to change anytime soon?
Yeah, that is probably outside of, you know, we dealt with inflation and labor issues, and, you know, we talked about that all year in 2024, but insurance was still there. I know we talked about taxes still there. Insurance was still a big issue, and it still is now. I think now that's probably one of their biggest issues, and, you know, that adds, the cost of insurance adds into the cost of doing business for these small businesses, and the overhead is just so high that, you know, sometimes depending what your premium is, that puts a huge red mark in your balance at the end of the year. And so, you know, and that goes into not just, you know, residential insurance, business insurance, but, you know, health insurance that they try to offer their employees too. So on an insurance level, all of it, it's just outrageously expensive. And so, you know, I know the commissioner has talked about really wanting to do something this session and continue to do stuff. And I think someone said that, you know, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're hopeful, you know, we can get some things done in the legislature and then the things that we did this last year to hopefully drive competition up in the state and lower the prices, because these small business owners, they barely can afford to do the things that they need to do anyways. And then when you add that on top of it, it's even more.
What about workers and qualified workforce?
Yeah, so we've been talking about addressing that, and like the qualified workforce, it's still an issue, but it's getting better. And I know that's a big push that LED is doing, and you know, workforce development in the state. I know Governor Landry's also pushed that too. And so I think, you know, we're moving in the right direction on that, being able to continue to get a skilled work set workforce environment for these business owners.
What about numbers with people going out of business and new business startups? What did 2024 look like, and what do you anticipate in 2025 to look like?
I don't have that exact number on that, but I think maybe on the radio with you a year ago, I was talking about there's never a good time to open a business. You just got to do it, and especially a small business, because you're pretty much a one man, one woman figuring it out and moving forward. But, you know, I know last year was a tough year for small business owners, but they've continued to work through it. And, you know, we're hopeful that with everything in 2025, that if you have an opportunity to expand your small business, maybe franchise your small business or open up a new business, that we're hopeful they'll do that.
You say there's never a good time to do it. What are some of the, for people that are contemplating starting their own business in 2025, what are some of the common things that they should do and some of the common mistakes that they make?
Yeah, so they should always, you know, you need to check out your region, you know, see what your product is, make sure it's available. And I think you just, you know, competition is a huge thing between small business, because you're not only competing with other businesses, but you're also competing with big box stores. So, and unfortunately, you know, we want everyone to go shop small business. That's the idea, because that's the American dream. You open up your business and you run it and thrive and that kind of thing. So I think you just need to check with your local kind of community, see what the need is for that. And, you know, there's a lot of questions for SBA loans, that kind of stuff. And there's several banks that can help you with that. And so just making sure that you're kind of checking off your P's and Q's and going through that process. Because a lot of the time, small business owners don't have all the resources available as a big company would have, and they don't know where to look. So I always say, if you have questions, contact me, contact the SBA department, and maybe we can help get you in the right direction.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back 7:50, talking to our friend Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, who doesn't like the cold weather. And I understand that. I get it. We'll be back in a flash. Traffic now at WWL. 7:54, 6 till 8. Couple of minutes left with Leah Long, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. I get a text, Leah, from somebody saying they're thinking about starting their own business, going back to what we were talking about earlier, and they were wondering about how do you go beyond thinking it's going to be a good idea to actually putting some kind of research into determining whether or not the business is viable or not.
Yeah, I think you ask, you know, other people that may be in a similar business, maybe not in your region, but, you know, contact that. Contact your local chamber. Contact, you know, like I said, the SBA people. And I know there's a lot of startup companies for the North Shore. I live on the North Shore, so St. Tammany Corp, they always do stuff for businesses here, and they have a great marketing department that can help you. So there's different places like that. I know ULL has something in Lafayette that you can go to. Southeastern does, and Hammond. There's a lot of resources out there, and if you kind of can start at your local colleges too, if you do have questions, usually they have an SBA department and, you know, resources that you can use too.
Somebody else texted in and wants to know about, is there any help for small business owners as it relates to taxes as offered by the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Louisiana chapter?
Help, no. We have a lot of resources. You know, if you have issues, you know, you need to be put in the right contact with someone, let us know. But, you know, a big thing, which we talked about, I think everyone's excited about the tax reform that we did in the state. So if you're a small business and you file as, you know, personal or LLC, your personal income tax rate is now down to 3%. So that's a big help for everybody. That's what I always love. I'd love to say that's probably the biggest help of all. So, you know, if they do have issues, maybe, you know, just reach out and we can put them in the right direction to the right person to contact.
Somebody else texted and wants to know if you have any suggestions as to what would be a field or a business area that would be particularly prone to success in 2025.
I guess there's a lot of ideas that you could go to. Currently, I would love someone to like make heated jackets that I can buy locally that I don't have to go somewhere. Heated jackets, heated pants, all of that. You know, there's being a small business owner, it's, you know, if you are a small business owner, you have a passion for doing something, whether if that's, you know, photographers, you know, if you have a local renovation, if you do construction, if you have a restaurant, a retail shop, you have a passion for doing that. And so I think if you do have an idea and you do have a passion, run with it. Because if you do talk to a small business owner, yeah, it's tough. And at the end of the day, it's your name on that check that's making sure that the business is running, but you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for a reason, and you get enjoyment out of doing that. Being your own boss and being able to provide for your employees and their families is something I think worthwhile as being a small business owner.
Thank you, Leah. Any final thoughts?
Nope, that's it.
I hope you have a great 2025.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah Long, that she is the CEO, director of Louisiana Chapter for the National Federation of Independent Businesses.